Good morning, 8:10 here on the Mighty 690 as we go throughout a Monday edition of the program. And, you know, it is kind of hard to believe, but here we are in October, and everyone knows in Southeast Kansas about the biggest thing going is Neowalla. And joining us on the phone, we have none other than this year's Generalissimo herself, Sabrina Overfield. Good morning, Sabrina. How you doing?
Good morning, James. How are you this morning?
Hey, doing well. Great to have you on. So I know this weekend kind of kicked off a lot of stuff Neowalla-wise and everything, and I know we're going to get into that. But, you know, this is my second Neowalla to experience here this year. You know, I came to Southeast Kansas last year, and so kind of got to experience it for the first time. And I remember Lisa Wilson at the Chamber saying, you know, oh, we've got Neowalla coming up. I said, Neowalla, excuse me? So, hey, do you want to go over just a little bit about Neowalla for maybe the newcomers and visitors to the area?
Of course. Well, as we all know, in this area, it's the longest running celebration in the state of Kansas, and it lasts 9 days. It's amazing, all the activities we have. But it originated in 1919, and then in the Depression, it kind of fell through the cracks, and then it came back in 1956. And it's been going strong ever since.
Well, that is great. And, you know, it's a big, you know, kind of Halloween-themed celebration. I mean, obviously, Independence is definitely, you know, you guys have it as far as the celebration of Halloween and all the wonderful festivities. And I know anyone who's driven downtown now can see those banners and see that, you know, this is a really, really big deal. Now, you're the Generalissimo for this year. So can you tell me how did that happen and what's your role?
Well, my role is, as a Generalissimo, I pick the musical, I pick the professional show, I pick the theme, and I'm the face of Neowalla. But it takes all the phenomenal volunteers that we have, and there are hundreds, that put this festival on. Right down to the street vendors, we have someone that chairs them, we have Grand Parade Chair, we have Kitty Parade Chair. But my involvement started back when I first moved to town, James, when I was 10 years old. My folks took me to my first musical and my first Queen Neela pageant, and I have been hooked ever since. I've been on the board. There's a board of 15 members, and I've been on the board for 8 years, and we served 9-year terms, and next year will be my last year. But I definitely will stay involved because it's a part of my community and my heart, and I love this community.
Well, that is great. So as far as the musical goes, what is this year's musical and how did you pick it?
Well, this year's musical is Disney's Beauty on the Beast. And I really had a tough time picking my musical because I wanted to be a family-oriented musical. And I love Disney. Who doesn't love Disney? We've all grown up with Disney. And I just thought this was a really great message behind Beauty and the Beast, because everyone deserves to be loved, and the world needs more love and more kindness right now, I believe. So that's how I picked it.
Well, that is great, and of course, a very fun musical, like you said, family entertainment and all that sort of thing. And I know that this past weekend we've had a lot of things kind of get started. I mean, we've got the Neowalla kind of store and headquarters opened up, and then are tickets on sale for the musical?
Yes, they really are now online, and you can go into headquarters, which is downtown Independence, on Penn Avenue. It's the old Sears building, 300 North Penn, and there is something for everyone in there, home decor, a grilling set for men, T-shirts, you name it. We probably have it in there for sale. Even camp chairs, you can watch the parades in this year that say Neowalla on them. They're pretty cool. We even have a cup holder in it, so I have to get myself one of those, so you may have to hop on down there, James, and pick you something up.
Oh, yeah, I've been taking a peek at some of the pictures, and oh my goodness, I mean, I have to commend you guys on having some of the best merch in the area, and I mean, that is like, and that doesn't just happen. I mean, there is definitely a lot of the skill that goes into that, and you know, a lot of people who kind of have to know that, like, fashion and stuff that I wouldn't be able to do, but you know, you coming up with those really unique items that aren't just, you know, a basic t-shirt or something like a lot of events, you know, I mean, you got some really classy stuff for men, women, and kids.
Yes, I had a phenomenal lady in charge of merchandise this year. She has a store downtown, and I knew that she would hit it out of the park, and she has. And it's merchandise that can be worn year after year because it's not dated. And that's what I particularly wanted because it just means something. You know, my theme this year, a beautiful moment, timeless memory. So we kind of went along with that theme, timeless merchandise. So it's something you can wear year after year or have year after year. And everybody needs to hop on down. But you also mentioned tickets. We have all the tickets on sale now for the musical and also for Queen Nela and the talent competition online and in stores. But something that I'm very proud and very excited, and they just announced a couple of weeks ago, this is their farewell tour. We have the Oak Ridge Boys coming back to close out Nela 2023.
Yeah, that is really exciting. I know lots of people are going to want to be there for that. So, and this Nela Wall headquarters is a change from, I know, last year, right? Because as far as the location, correct?
Yes, it was in the old Litwins building in the, I believe it's 200 block. And now we're in the 300 block, 300 North 10 on the corner. It's right next to where Nela Wall Bandstand will also be set up. So when you listen to music, you can go on into headquarters and purchase a t-shirt.
Good deal. Well, that's a great reminder there. So I know there's a lot of different events. I mean, I think I saw some different contests and stuff going on. So are you able to go through a few of those as, you know, there are some deadlines approaching for a few of these different things?
Yes, we have. You can apply for the 5K, 10K run online or in headquarters. They have everything there you need to know to be set up. And I believe the deadline is October 7th. So they need to get their, if they're a runner and they want to participate, they need to get those in by October 7th. Unfortunately, we have an arts and craft fair on Saturday, the 28th, and it is full now. So we do have places on the wait list for that. This year, our barbecue cook-off competition, which kicks off Nela Wall, they're due on October 13th. But if you're an avid barbecuer and would like to enter that contest, we have a wonderful prize money for that. So I hope a lot of people enter that this year since it's our first one. It was chili, now it is barbecue. And we also have a dessert contest that day, and they're due October 16th, those applications. So please get your applications in for your dessert. And then we have the Marching Band Festival. That's a favorite of everyone's after the Grand Parade down at the stadium, our football stadium. And those are due today. So that's important. They get those turned in along with the Grand Parade entry form. If you'd like to be afloat or if you'd like to have your horse and yourself in the Grand Parade, you can enter those online or at headquarters today. And today is the last day to do that as well.
Excellent.
James, October 1st was yesterday, today's the 2nd.
So that's right.
They can turn those in still today. So I'm a day behind.
I know. I am too. I feel like the month should have started on the first today, but you know what? September only has 30 days, so that's okay. So as far as, you know, I know we have a lot of parades. You know, this is just so many different parades, and I think we're going to be broadcasting a few of those here on KGGF. But anything else that people should know as we kind of get into this early part of Nela Wall and all these different festivities and events?
Well, I'd like for them to check out our website. It's www.nela, which is Halloween spelled backwards, .com. And it has all pertinent information about all the events, your forms you can fill out, where headquarters is located. They can look at the queen candidates and past information, and they can even shop online. We are just now getting our merchandise online, so please be patient with us that we're going to get all the new merchandise as we can on there. But our logo shirts are loaded up on there along with the button. So check that out.
That's great. And then did I see something about like a house decorating or yard decorating contest?
You did. I'm sorry I forgot to mention that. There is a yard decorating contest, and it's also online and in headquarters. And the deadline for that is October 13th, and you can decorate. We have different kinds of, the rules are on there, but can decorate your outside like the fall, or you can decorate it like Halloween. So I'd love for everybody to just get in the theme and the fun of that and decorate, and there will be awards for that as well. Myself, I get to award somebody with their yard decorating, a people's choice, which you can vote for that at headquarters. The judges, which is the committee, there is also a yard decorating committee, and they pick the judges. And then we just can't forget honorable mention. We also have an honorable mention in that. But the deadline is October 13th for that.
Well, that is great. And then if maybe folks who don't want to be that ambitious with the whole yard, you do have the scarecrow contest as well, right?
Right. And this is our third year, I believe, with that. And you decorate a scarecrow, and then we post them downtown. And they will win Main Street Bucks, which they can send at any vending store and even at headquarters while it's open. It's like Main Street money. And the rules are online as well. And then they will be displayed downtown, hooked onto poles. And you can go into headquarters and vote for those.
Fantastic. Well, we're really looking forward to this. A very exciting time of the year as we get into October. And I know the weather is actually going to get cooler here this weekend, so it's really going to start feeling like that kind of spooky season. So, Sabrina, we're going to have you on here again, I think, on the 12th, or are they right on the same time? And then we're also going to have you over on US 98 at that time as well. But and anything else you'd like to share as we wrap up today?
I just am, like you said, the weather's starting to turn fall weather, which always makes people get more into the theme of things. And once you saw our banners flying, that was so great of the City of Independence to get our banners flying before our headquarters opening on Saturday, and that was fantastic. And I know we all look forward to this time of year, myself included, but I just appreciate the time with you this morning, James, and I hope everyone has a beautiful moment, timeless memory to share with Neoella 2023. That's our purpose.
Absolutely. This is about all making those wonderful memories. So, Sabrina, thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to chatting again here real soon on the Mighty 690. You have a great rest of your day.
You do the same, and thanks for having me. Happy Neoella.
Happy Neoella. All right, thank you so much. That is this year's Generalissimo, Sabrina Overfield, here on the Mighty 690, and we will chat again with her a little bit later in the month, coming up on the 12th of October as we get a little bit closer to all of those different festivities. So we do have an early bird edition of Open Line just minutes away here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.